What do we think?
Undeniably hard, bro.
Undeniably hard?
You know it.
Goes hard.
Goes hard?
Yeah.
Hard. Very. Very.
It definitely goes hard, 100%. What do I think about it? Looks like he's got a lot on his mind.
I see that he's saying that, you know, this is a travesty of justice, the way they're treating him, and that he's going to get some get back, dude.
What is going on, everyone? James Klug here. Donald Trump's mugshot will likely go down as the most famous image in American history. And today, we're in Southern California to see what people think about it. Let's go talk to some people. Huge shout out to our friends over at Allegiance Gold for sponsoring this video. Right here, Donald Trump's mugshot, what do you think?
Doesn't look so cool.
Doesn't look so cool. What do you think?
I'm loving it.
You're loving it?
Should be in orange though.
Looks like he posed for that picture, right? Practiced it a few times.
Could've. What do you think?
Lock him up.
Terrifying.
What do you think about it? Honest reaction to this image right here.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ma'am, what do you think?
Everyone has their opinion, just like we all have assholes.
What is your opinion?
Just like everyone else, I hate him.
I love Trump. I really do.
What do you think?
Our next president, Biden.
I'm sending him my blessing.
Yeah. Love it.
Love it.
He's fantastic. Trump is a badass.
What do we think?
I love that, man.
Does it go hard?
Yes, sir. You know,
what do we think?
Undeniably hard, bro.
Undeniably hard?
You know it.
Goes hard?
Yeah, it goes hard.
It goes hard?
Yeah. Okay. Hard. Very. Very.
I think he's an OG. He needs to come back. Hey, Daddy Trump.
Initial thoughts, sir.
Thumbs up.
Love We're happy to see it.
Wanted for president, yes.
Wanted for president. Okay, so different direction that you took that than I thought you were going
to
take it.
It's almost like, you know, what they're doing to him, they're going to pay for it.
That's what you see right there.
I see that he's saying that, you know, this is a travesty of justice, the way they're treating him, and that he's going to get some get back, dude.
I think he's a little bit angry and kind of past it all, really. Fourth time being arrested.
Yeah.
He feels it's all a political aspect of what our government's doing to him as a private citizen. He's angry.
No, I think he was trained for this. And actually had someone teach him how to make that face and scowl, and now it's going to be marketing, and that's the campaign right there.
Right. So you think that this is going to help Donald Trump win the 2024 presidential election instead of hurt him? You think it's going to help him more?
It's going to help him. Guaranteed.
I don't know what to say about that mugshot. Well, it's been showing up all over social media.
Was he
really indicted, or they really did?
So this is his fourth indictment.
Right.
You have Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis indicted Donald Trump as well as 18 other alleged co-conspirators, and they're being accused of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. Right. Do you think Trump's being targeted?
Of course. He is being targeted. That's the politics of it all.
Four indictments, it's about time. I've been waiting for it. I knew when he got out of office, he wouldn't be able to cover himself as well as he could, and this should be what happens to people like that. So it's happening, so I feel pretty good about it.
Lock up Biden too, like everybody else.
How long would you like to see Trump in prison?
Six months.
It should be at least, you know,
hey,
5 years.
Hard enough so he can't run.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to see him in prison because, I mean, we joke about it, would love to, but I never want to see an American president incarcerated, period. I don't care who he is. So I don't want to see it go that far.
Do you want to see him go to prison, or do you want to see this kind of just all go away? What do you think? Where do you stand?
You know, I tell you, it's tough. You know, it's not good for the country for him to go to prison, but in a way, it's good for the country for him to go to prison. It's a tough one.
This man has so much capital power that, first of all, he's never going to jail. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Okay. The case would be drawn out so long, by that time he would be president of the United States, because he's going to win.
All right, everyone, let's take a few moments to talk about today's sponsor. Aren't you sick? Let's get back on this video.
He's not even to be bad boy. I mean, look outside. Everyone's here supporting him, you know?
Yeah.
Personally, me, I don't like him, but, you know, hey, he's making a run like everyone else at the you know, at presidency again. And yeah, he knows how to play the system. He knows how to play the game.
It sounds like maybe you're more of a Democrat.
Yeah.
Do you think that this image, this mugshot, I mean, this is pretty unprecedented. This is, well, actually, it is unprecedented. It's never happened in the history of the United States getting a mugshot like this.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to help Donald Trump, or do you think this is going to hurt him? What do you think, sir?
I think anything Donald Trump does hurts him, or helps him.
It's going to help him.
I would think it would hurt him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, sir?
I'm on the wall only because it seems that every indictment, he's getting more popular, more stronger. His base is with him and everything. So I'm going to be real curious to see what happens this election cycle.
I think he's got a devoted group of people that are think that he's being witch hunted and, you know, wrongly accused. And so this is just one more thing that makes him look like he's being a victim to the leftists.
Yeah.
So it's going to help him solidify his base.
Do you guys think this image is going to help Trump or hurt him?
It's going to help him, of course. It's going to help him.
Yeah. Only if the people understand the politics that the parties play against each other.
Do you guys think this is going to help Donald Trump or hurt him during his 2024 presidential bid?
Help him.
Help him?
Yes. He's in disgust, anger. He's going to fix it.
It's going to make him a few million dollars because, as you know, it's on cups, it's on t-shirts, it's on posters.
Looking at it, it's going to hurt him. But if you look at it from the other spectrum,
the album cover perspective, maybe?
I mean, listen, there's no such thing as bad press. So, and he believes that as well. And,
yeah. Gonna help him.
Help him? That's going to help him? What do you think? Album cover or no?
Album cover.
Yeah, for sure. Grammy
right there.
Album cover. That's new NWA right there, big dog.
Album cover potential, or what do you guys think?
T-shirt, too.
T-shirt? Who has a stronger merchandise game, Trump or Biden?
I don't know that Biden has a merchandise except for his family peddling. He sells art and stuff, but so I'm going to say Trump does.
Why do you think it's going to help him?
Because people are tired of all the crap. People are tired of all the lies and deception. It's done. Look what this guy's doing now. What's he doing? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I saw the pictures of those gates at the border welded open. That's ridiculous. People that come here the right way, that's the way to come here, the right way. Not us, people that are paying taxes to pay for these people handouts all the time. It's ridiculous. This guy, you may not agree with everything he does, but one thing he does, he loves America. He wants to do the right thing. And, you know, nobody's perfect, right? This right here is going to help him.
Anything will help him now.
I was going to say, he's dug himself a hole deep enough to where I don't know if anything else is going to actually hurt him more.
Right, right, okay.
His ratings keep going up. All his poll numbers keep going up. So no matter what they do, he keeps coming up.
Do you guys support Trump at all or no?
I like his policies. I don't necessarily like his personality.
Okay.
As long as he keeps out of trouble, he's good.
Do you guys think he's being targeted? Do you see that or no?
Oh, absolutely.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, they're going after him and they are targeting him and they are doing everything in their power to show that he is not presidential worthy.
I mean, like Stacey Abrams, who said that she got robbed out of her election, and when Al Gore said he got robbed out of his, I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, there's some slight differences with all of these cases, but to suggest that Democrats have never challenged election results or have never denied election results is just not true, for sure.
That's right. So it's basically it's the same thing to me. Only the only difference was they didn't do anything to Al Gore and they didn't do anything to Stacey Williams. And Hillary claims to this day that she was robbed.
It seems like he did some of the same stuff everybody else has done, but they're going after him, so.
You look at what Biden done, he's has a lot of classified documents in his garage that he took, not as a president, but as a vice president, and I don't think they've done anything on that.
I don't like none of them. Yeah, I mean,
you're not happy with Biden?
No. Like I said, I want to see someone that's actually going to run the damn thing. I don't care what he is, Republican, Democrat, just run the thing and run it hard.
Okay. Basically, Georgia state law does not require a mugshot from a well-known figure that's taken a recent photo.
Okay.
Because the purpose of a mugshot is to know who's in court.
Of course.
People aren't going to miss who Trump is. Do you think the purpose of the mugshot was political?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely political.
I think absolutely. I think that well, the left, yes, but I think that for him, he don't mind it being out there. It's all good. It's going to catapult him.
So you more see it maybe as the release of this mugshot maybe just backfired on Democrats.
Absolutely. You watch to see what happens.
Do you think that Trump wanted the mugshot as much as the Democrats? Because the Democrats are the people that made it happen,
He's
essentially.
He's beating the Democrats at their own game by playing by their own rules and beating them at their own rules. the Democrats ain't playing dirty like he is. You know, that's what it comes down to. He's playing hard. He's playing hardball.
They're not playing dirty like he is, but he's been indicted 4 times this year. Do you think that this could potentially come back to bite Democrats later on? Now that this can of worms has been opened, is that going to be a potential problem? You mentioned it could be bad for the country. Could that be a reason why? What do you think?
It will definitely come back and bite Democrats in the ass. Republicans are going to see this, and they're going to go after Democrats and find reasons to railroad them, just like Democrats are putting this guy through this process. Yeah. It's going to be bad for our country. More polarization, less people caring about each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything they try to do has always come back and bit them, you know? And that goes both ways.
It's going to come back to bite America.
Well, when I look at both parties, I feel that both parties are out for their party, and by any means necessary, they will tech each other.
Right.
And for me, that hits below the belt.
I want to say we're a well-respected country. Our president shouldn't even be indicted. You know what I mean? Period. Like, I just think that's something that shouldn't happen at all. And if it does break the rules, it should be talked about behind closed doors.
The Democrats are doing the best they possibly can to disallow Donald Trump from running for office again. They know that if Donald Trump wins the Republican nomination, he will beat Joe Biden for the next presidency.
I guess following that question, so do you see this as election interference then? When it comes to...
Absolutely. I absolutely see it as election interference.
What did they do it the last 2.5 years?
Well, that's another question. So why didn't they do this the last 2.5 years? That's something that a lot of people are asking. Do you potentially see that as some form of election interference? Because he's going to be having to go through this during the Republican primary.
That's why they chose to
definitely
do it at this time. So it's that definitely his name is in the news in a negative way.
Yes, of course. It is. That's what they do. I'm not for either party, but I do admire President Trump because he's able to stand with all the pressures, yeah, with all the allegations that's coming to him.
Not many people could do that.
And it's amazing how he can do that.
What I like about him is that he called out the politicians who have been in office for 30, 40 years, and he calls them out. That's what I like about him, right? Because, you know, we need a change. Right. And the ones who are already in office, they ain't doing shit for the people. You heard the song Rich Man North of Richmond?
Yes.
Okay. They're not doing shit for us. They don't give a shit about us.
Yeah. Started the border, closing the border and the pipelines. And we have so many resources in the U.S. Why are we buying everything from everyone else and not buying it here?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
We're not taking care of our own. We're not taking care of our own. And he started and got all that going, and then it all disappeared.
It should be about the people and not the politicians. And that's why they're going after him, because he's not a politician.
But Donald Trump, it seemed to me like he was really addressing the issues. Like he told the black people, African Americans, those with melanated skin, African Americans, this is what he told them. He said, why not vote for me? You don't got shit. You've been in this country all these years.
Yeah,
you haven't accomplished nothing. You remember that?
I think he said, what do you have to lose?
What he was saying, you ain't got shit. You ain't made enough progress. That's what he was saying when you want to do an interpretation. He was saying, y'all should be far advanced in what you are. And the reason that you're not is because they're not, you know, the system, the way the system is. So
Richmond, north of Richmond.
Richmond, north of Richmond, right?
If it's between Trump or Biden, 2024, who would you go for? You said you don't like Trump. Who would you go for?
Look, I'm a systems guy, right? So that's how I'm put it. I'm an organization guy. So whatever organization I'm with, I play the organization game. Trump runs a better organization.
You know, it's not something like you can just walk into. He has 4 years experience. So I think anybody would learn with that experience. And the next 4 years, he will have a better idea of how to attack what he's trying to do and take care of the public, take care of our military, take care of the people here, our homeless, everything. And that's what we need. We need somebody that's going to take care of us.
I'm tired of the poverty that's taking place, you know, where the rich is getting richer and the poor getting poorer. I'm tired of that.
You don't see Biden as taking care of that?
Hell no. But Biden, man, he limping along, man. No. I don't see him taking care of that. I see him, you know, trying to get his son out of trouble.
Right.
You know, ask him to give me a pardon. I need to get out of trouble, too.
We got to do something. Somebody's got to stop it. yeah, somebody's got to stop it somewhere, right? So the fact that this is actually happening, that's not good, right? It should have never happened. But you know what? The fact that he's not even in office right now, that shouldn't have happened either. He should be in office.
All right, everyone, that is it for today. So a lot of mixed responses here in Huntington Beach. What do you guys think? Do you think that this mugshot is going to help Donald Trump during his 2024 presidential bid? Or is it going to hurt him? Let me know down in the comment section below. And if you guys enjoyed this video, please hit that like button. Make sure to subscribe for more videos and hit that bell notification button so you're notified next time I post. I'll catch you guys in the next video. Good take. Good take. That's pretty well said. It's good.